Sagt der Heilige Mischne weiter, man sagt es aber, es perike Mischne Dalet. Asara Nisim, 10, Nisim, 10 Miracles. Nasul Avisenu bei Mitzrayim happened to our fathers in Mitzrayim, v'asara alayam, and 10 on the yam. There were the 10 Makkos, they were all in Mitzrayim, as the Yidden were in Mitzrayim. V'asara alayam, 10 on the yam. What were the 10 on the yam? First of all, the fact that the sea split. That's the biggest nest. The second one is that the waters formed like a curve, like an arch over their heads. Did you ever drive into a tunnel, like the Battery Tunnel, the Lincoln Tunnel? Imagine if the top of the tunnel, as you're coming in, is water. It was a tunnel of water around them. The third nest was the ground underneath their feet. You would think, at the bottom of an ocean that just split, it would be muddy and wet. No, it was hardened and dried. The fourth nest was that the Mitzrayim didn't have that convenience. The ground underneath their feet was wet and muddy. The fifth nest was that the ground became hard in a very nice way, very comfortable way, brick-like tiles. The sixth nest was the waters of the sea became very hard like stones in order to punish the Mitzrayim. The seventh nest was that there were 12 separate shevilim, like paths, that were created by the waters. Every shevet had their own. The eighth was that these walls of the 12 paths, you could see through them. They were transparent. See, if every shevet had their own tunnel and you could not see through the walls, they would worry. Oy vey, who knows what's happening to the others? But this way, they were able to look through the glass-like walls and say, oh, they're safe, geschmack, like we are. The ninth nest was that sweet drinking water came out of the walls. Now, this is normally salt water. You can't drink salt water. But for the Shvatim, sweet drinking water came out. The tenth nest was that the unused drinking water became hard right away, even before it hit the ground. Like it says, Ner mumayim nitzu kamay neid noizlim. This is according to the Bat Tanura. The Chidush Yerim explains, all the 12 Shvatim passed through the Yamsif. Everyone has a different derech in serving Hashem. Yet, they were able to see the other one. They were able to see through. They said, oh, we respect those that daven Svayad, respected those that daven Ashkenaz. Those that wore one kind of hat, respected those that wear a different kind of a hat. That was part of the bracha of Kriyas Yamsif. All the Shvatim realized they had a special mission, but by the same token that they're part of a set with everyone else. Vayitra zakta Mishnah, Eser Makkos Hevi HaKadosh Baruch Hu al HaMitzrayim B'Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought 10 Makkos on the Mitzrayim in Mitzrayim. I would imagine you know what the 10 Makkos are. V'Yasar Aliyam and 10 Aliyam. Now, wait a second, did we just say this? Didn't the Mishnah start off, Asara Nisim Nasul HaViseni B'Mitzrayim V'Asara Aliyam? So, aren't we just repeating it here? The Bat Tanura explains, no. The first part of the Mishnah is saying there were 10 Nisim that the Yidden were saved from, and 10 Nisim on the Yam. This Mishnah is saying 10 Makkos were brought on the Mitzrayim, and that the Mitzrayim were punished in 10 different ways. Susurach v'yiram v'yam, throwing the horses and the riders into the sea. Markovas pari v'chelo yor v'yam, throwing Pari's chariots and his army into the sea. Umivchashalishav tibu v'yamsev, drowning the top officers, tohoimus yechasyumu, covering them with the deep waters, yardu b'mitzaylis, lowering them down deep, tiratzoyev, smashing the enemy, taris kamechos, shattering those who rise against him, yechle mekakash, consuming them like straw, kasamayam, covering them with deceit, salu kaiferis, causing them to sink like lead. Now, you remember Rashi and Oz Yashir. No two Mitzrayim were punished the same way. Everyone is punished mida keneged mida, exactly, depending on what punishment that person had to get. Nobody was punished a drop more than he deserved. But again, we're not really answering the question. So, Hashem punished the Mitzrayim, so the Yidden were saved. Why are we breaking it up into two? And here we come to a very, very important yisod. When a judge punishes someone, it's usually one person is punished, the other person is not. One person is punished, and as a result, other people suffer. If a family member has to go to jail, the other members of the family suffer. But again, that's how the system works. There's no way around it. But the Rabbanei Shem doesn't work that way. A person's punished, doesn't make a difference who. Only if he has to be punished, not as drop more than is necessary. A person that is saved has to have a schus to be saved. If you have enough schusim, even though you deserve to be punished, you're saved. Kadosh Baruch Hu tilts it toward the side of Rachamim. So the saving and the punishing are like two separate inyanim. If the Yidden did not have the schosim, they would have been punished with the makas together with the mitzriim. Vaitrezak the Mishnah, Sarin and Siyaina is 10 tests. Nisu aviseinu asamakim baruchu bamidbar. Our forefathers tested the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the midbar. Shenemu, as the pasuk says, Vayinasu oisi, they have tried me. Ze eser pa'amim. Now 10 times. Shamu Bakali, they didn't listen to my voice. 10 times that the Yidden complained about their situation. According to the Batanur, they are as follows. Before the splitting of the sea, the Yidden said, Amibli and Kvarim, aren't there enough Kvarim in Mitzrayim? Why did you bring us here? When they arrived at Mara, that's number 2, what shall we drink? 3, in Rephidim, they demanded, give us water that we may drink. Number 4, some disobeyed the commandment not to look for man on Shabbos. Number 5, some didn't listen when they were told not to leave any mon overnight. Number 6, they complained about the mon and demanded meat, saying, ugh, if only we had died by the hand of Hashem in Mitzrayim as we sat by the pot of meat. Number 7, they repeated the complaint, who will feed us meat? Number 8, the Chet Egel. Number 9, the Mesoinonim. They look for things to complain about. Some people are that way. They just look for things to complain about. And the 10th one, that's what sealed the Golis, is the Meraglim. Upon hearing the report of the Meraglim, they cried out, if only we had died in Mitzrayim. Now, of course, we're talking about the Dor HaMidbar. We didn't understand their Averis. Their Averis for us would be mitzvahs, because they're on such a big Madrega. But Lemaisa, according to their level, they sinned. Do you know how the Divrei Chaim explains this? What's an antibiotic? You know, an antibiotic is actually germs. What? Uh-huh. What's a vaccine? You know what a vaccine is? They inject the germ into the person. How's that supposed to help him? Isn't that going to make it worse? No. Because they injected a little bit, and the antibodies, the immune system, the part of the body that fights off germs, wakes up, and mamela, when the big disease comes, it's already there to knock it out. The Divrei Chaim says, and he really explains the Gemara this way, because the Gemara says, whoever says that the Dor HaMidbar sinned is making a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them into this situation where they sinned, and the Mela, they right away did tshuva, and that imbued within us a kayach, that it doesn't make a difference how much we sinned and how much we complained, and even if we sometimes struggle to try to understand things, we can bounce back with full emunah.